Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women, with Jody DeVere, founder of AskPatty.com. Now here's Jody DeVere and her guest.
Welcome to Automotive Advice for Women, the radio show that gives you tips, advice, and you get to meet all kinds of interesting automotive personalities. For the June episode, I have with me Shay Holbrook of Shay Racing. She is a female race car driver and has just the most awesome story to tell. And first of all, she's the winner of the recent Long Beach Grand Prix race. I want her to share about that success. And I also have with me today Jeff Scheibel, the National Sales Manager of Fluid RX. Fluid RX is a product that's coming out that's going to be distributed for women and through our certified locations that is going to really assist you in making good decisions about the fluids in your car. So welcome, Jeff and Shay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jody.
Shay, I'm going to put the first question to you. I want you to give our listeners a little background about you and the challenges that you face as a female race car driver and some of the recent happenings in your world.
Well, thanks, Jody. I really appreciate being on the show and being a large supporter of AskPatty.com and being on Blog Talk Radio is a really good opportunity for myself and even my fans to listen in on. And I've had quite the experience in the motorsports industry. You know, Jody, we've talked about this before, but I know Jeff doesn't know my story. I didn't grow up in the motorsports industry at all. I kind of fell into it just shy of 5 years ago. And I started with a Richard Petty experience just as a drive-along. I was 15 years old. I was too young to drive. And fell in love in the passenger seat. So if I fell in love in the passenger seat, that's probably not very good to put me in the driver's seat because then I'm going to be addicted to it, which is exactly what happened. But today I'm a 21-year-old college student, and I'm a professional race car driver in the Pirelli World Challenge Series, and I'm also a Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy advocate working very closely with a nonprofit called Parent Project Muscular Dystrophy. But, yeah, Jody, my career has been really taken off in a really great venue. I've been racing 2 years professionally now in the Pirelli World Challenge. And, you know, we go hand-in-hand with women and even men in general with car advice because, you know, like I said, I wasn't really brought up in the motorsports background. So to be completely honest with you, you know, all I knew about cars was, okay, well, I know how they drive, and I know that I have to go get my oil changed every once in a while. So it's really kind of, you know, different light has been shed on me with the automotive world and really what it can offer and with how it affects the female part of the industry. Even, you know, speaking with fans, a lot of people think that motorsports enthusiasts is primarily male, which I guess they could say is right. But a large portion is percentage is growing in the females. I can't tell you how many numerous ladies I have come up to me, and it's really cool because, you know, we have the guys. Jody, Jeff, I'll be completely honest with you. You know, the guys, they see a girl racer and they think it's hot. And but the girls, the ladies come up and they really enjoy it, and I have great conversations with them, and they always ask me, how did you break through the motorsports doors, because it's apparently, which it is, a male-dominant sport. And that's kind of what I guess we want to touch on today is really my struggles and things that I've had to overcome in the motorsports industry, which is quite a few, and I'm still, you know, taking leaps and bounds to try and get to where I really want to be in my career, which is I have very many aspirations, and one is to be running in the IZOT IndyCar Series, hopefully within the next few years. So,
Well, tell me, I know because I've worked with other female race car drivers in the past, and one of the challenges that you may be facing that I'd like you to talk about is getting sponsorship. It seems it's much easier for the guys, even as new developing drivers, to get those sponsorship dollars to, you know, it's an expensive profession. You got to have sponsorship to get the best equipment and you know, time in the seat, you know, really honing your skills. Can you speak to that?
Yes, Jody, I can. And you touch on a really great subject because it is the truth. It's very hard for, you know, there's a stereotype, I guess you could say, with women in motorsports now. You know, there's a lot of drivers out there, but not that many sponsors, so it doesn't weigh out very great for everyone. And I've been fortunate to have sponsors here and there, and AskPatty.com has become quite the help in advancing my career, and I hope that I could do the same for you, Jody. But, you know, to talk about, I guess what we call it really is a stereotype. We'll take, you know, Danica Patrick because she's the biggest female motor race car driver really in the world right now. And a lot of people say, you know, she's a sex icon. And a lot of people come up and ask me and say, are you going to use your sexuality to advance your career? And, you know, I don't know Danica personally. And it's very hard for me to answer that question because at the end of the day, it's there's thousands of really great race car drivers out there that win numerous races, win championships, but you have to have the total package. And depending on who you are, I think that total package is very different for an individual. For me, I think really it's who I am as a person in everyday life. You know, I still am a college student, and I have worked, I've put a lot of time into working with Parent Project Muscular Dystrophy to end Duchenne, and it's really what you do on and off the track that I think makes you a candidate towards a sponsor. You know, I've struggling right now to finish the rest of the season. Last season was really great for me. I finished sixth in the championship, and I went to primarily all the races. This year has been a little bit more difficult, and, you know, I don't know if it's a girl thing. I'm working very hard. I'm working harder than I ever have before to find partners, and I guess the biggest thing is, you know, because I'm still a young woman, that you really just got to understand the business-to-business opportunities that you can give to partners, because it's never what they're going to do for you. It's what you're going to do for them. And I think that's like the number one thing that everybody, whether male or female, has really got to figure out. But, you know, I'm trying to take the honest route, really in telling my friends and fans that I need their support and keeping in touch with them on Facebook and Twitter and all my social media routes. You know, I got to tell you, the fans are the ones that recognize me first. You know, I've had some fans that have been with me for the past almost 5 years, and it's great because they've kind of become friends. I talk to them all the time now on social media, even though I've never met them. But I think a lot of social media has become a very large part, and also enhancing your career. I think that the sponsors really like it. But, you know, it is extremely hard looking for partners as a female race car driver. There's a lot of things that play into it that don't for a male. You know, just look, 50 years ago, men used to protest that they didn't want women driving because they felt that it was unsafe. They felt unsafe on the track. You know, I can't say that really. I don't think everybody feels that way too much anymore. There might be some people here and there, but you know, and then when it comes down to equipment, I really believe that right now, today, that I could go and run with the top three guys. I mean, I've proven it. My team and I, this past April, won the Grand Prix of Long Beach, which is the most prestigious street race in America. And that was great because my team has worked so hard. You know, I come from a middle-class family. I don't come from wealth, along with all of my crew members. And to give that back to them was an amazing feeling. And just not to mention, I mean, there was 125,000 eyeballs there, so it was a big deal. And but more importantly, I made history as a female race car driver, which that's like the number one thing is if I can race till I'm 80 years old and they let me, then I'll do it. And if I can just walk out of the industry saying, you know, that I left my footprint, that's what I'm really going to be happy about. So, yes, to answer your question, Jody, it's very hard getting sponsors as a female, but nothing is handed to you. And I think in every sport, any industry, you know, people that have made it and climbed to the top, I think probably they could all tell you that, that you really got to earn it and make your own road in the industry that you want to do, Jody.
Yeah, and you know what? It's one of the things that I do know is that a lot of people don't understand about race car drivers, male or female, is that it's like owning your own business. You don't just drive. You have to learn how to market yourself, and you need to learn the ins and outs of partnerships. Some of them are very complex, and so I have a great appreciation for the skill set that you need to be successful, and you're already succeeding, and you're very young to the racing industry. So kudos to you. Jeff, do you have a question of Shay?
You know, I just want to know how you balance your school load and your driving commitments. It sounds like, I have a couple of children that play some sports, and I see how hard it is for them. I just can't imagine all the different facets of the racing career and in balancing school. So more of a kudos to you for being able to balance all that.
Well, Jeff, thank you. You're really right about that. And I get the question a lot, and I got to tell you that, I get pretty stressed out sometimes. I get pretty stressed out trying to balance both because, like Jody, you said, I'm not just the race car driver. It is a business. And I mean, I'm literally doing this every day, all day. It is my job, trying to find partners, just making, keeping communication with people that who knows, that maybe could help me tomorrow in 5 years, who knows when. But school and racing are my two priorities. And I have a lot of friends that are my age that are males, and they, didn't go to college because they want to pursue their racing career, and I don't judge them for it at all. I think that that's their decision, but I don't know. My education's really important to me, and my whole life is revolving around racing right now, and I'm going to school for communications, which is really right up the alley of, what I'm learning in school are things that are directly going to benefit me in the motorsports industry. So I only look at it as, one, I'm getting an education, so that's great for me, and in today's world, you really have to have a four-year degree at least. And two, I'm not just going to school just to go to school and get the piece of paper. It's actually helping me in my career, hopefully over the next 2 years. I took off 2 months of school because I was a little stressed out and during the summer. But this coming Monday, I'm actually starting a marketing class. So I will be back in school for the rest of summer B term, and then I'll pick back up in the fall. And I hear that this course is really hard, and a lot of people say that they do great, and a lot of people say that they don't do so great, but I'm happy that I'm taking this marketing course because it's right up the alley of motorsports. So yeah, to answer your question, I can juggle both, but I'm not going to lie, everybody gets stressed out once in a while, and sometimes it happens to me.
Sure.
Let's turn to Jeff. You said you're just learning about all the important systems of the car, and you've had to as a race car driver. And on the other end of the spectrum, we have Jeff, who really is an expert, especially when it comes to the fluids in your car. So, Jeff, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you became the national sales manager of FluidRx, a little bit about the product, and how this can benefit women when it gets to market in the very near future under the Ask Patty label.
Absolutely. And, Jody, I'd like to start out by thanking you for the relationship we formed up to this point and our bright future together. So very excited on that note. But a little bit about me and FluidRx. I was with a Fortune 100 company in the communications industry, for about 10 years. Ventured off into the automotive industry with one of the top chemical companies, and then ended up running another top company in the Bay Area and Central Valley for the last 5 years. throughout there, the one thing I was always looking for as I was training service advisors and talking to people is a more credible way to paint the picture for folks that, you know, really aren't in the industry. You know, I'm a computer programmer and I want to know about the fluids in my car. Well, you know, up until now, we haven't had a real credible way to do that. But what I saw over and over again was folks that wanted to know and they wanted to be educated. So I brought in FluidRx into my own distributorship with Aftermarket Chemicals and really saw how people were responding to that. And Ron and I went back and forth for about a year, and one thing led to another, and I ended up coming on board with him. But before I ever launched it out in the field, I thought I'd share a story with you today about what I did. Is I was kind of like the new kid with candy, you know, I was going all over, you know, try this new candy I just made or whatever. And to the fact that having the ability now in my hands to test these fluids, I was so excited because it was a credible scientific product that I went to my mom and my grandma and I went to a lot of females because I know that was 80% of our buying decisions these days are made oftentimes by the females. And one person in general, my grandmother, who is 88 now, she was 85-ish or so when we first rolled this out, and went out to her and showed her what I was doing, and, you know, hey, Grandma, and, you know, Grandma's doing, I want to see everything you're doing, obviously, and went down to her car that has 8,000 miles on it, but was 11 years old. So, yeah, as we get older, we don't drive as much, obviously, but nevertheless, check Grandma's car, and what we found is there was a couple fluids that were actually showing in the range of needing to be changed, or a couple of them were actually in the overdue range. Of course, you let something sit for 11 years and not maintenance it. And my biggest thing of doing that was, you know, Grandma got to see what I was doing. But in addition to that, I wanted her feedback. I really wanted to, you know, candidly have her feedback of how she felt by seeing this. And the one thing that she said to me, when grandmas are always good for their one-liners, is, you know, after she says, you know, I just felt empowered. And I said, well, what do you think? How do you think other women would feel? And this is to quote Grandma, every woman should have this done every time they bring in their car. So that's Grandma's take on it. And I thought I'd share that story today with everyone because, you know, that was my 85-year-old grandmother that just totally got it and really felt empowered by knowing that her fluids actually need to be serviced on the two items that did. So kind of a funny story on that one. But a little bit about FluidRx while we're talking here is that FluidRx is a real simple process. My 8-year-old daughter can actually do this process. She's done it several times just to show people how easy it really is. And you simply place one drop on our unique filter paper. And what it does is actually percolate similar to a coffee filter. And it gives you the measurement of the additive package and its dispersionless properties as well as the sludge and debris content. So in about 90 seconds or so, you're going to get those measurements. So once you take the one drop, allow it to get into the paper, then you directly are going to take that and match it up to what we have as a chart that shows either if your fluid's good or if it needs to be changed or if it should have been changed already. So you can really say, okay, well, yeah, my fluid needs to be changed, or, hey, my fluid's okay. And even though we have the OEM setting up different intervals, obviously, we all drive differently. If I tow a trailer with three horses in it, it doesn't have to be three, but horses in it, up and down the highway or through the hills every weekend, and Jody, you are just commuting one way and you don't have a lot of traffic, it's just freeway mileage, that's a different set of scenarios for that transmission. And they respond differently to each scenario. So in some cases, you may be able to go a little bit longer on your transmission fluid where you haven't been doing the towing with the extra pressure, whereas the person towing may need to address that situation a little bit longer because they're doing nothing more than using the fluid for what it's been used for or what it's been developed for, so to speak, and that's to really cool and condition and really take care of the longevity of the transmission, Jody.
Yeah, and the same for engine oil, and I know a lot about engine oil because I've worked with Shell, Quaker State, Pennzoil, Mobil 1, and various other oil brands. And even in the owner's manual, if you read the fine print, it talks about different types of oil, you know, that you need based on your driving habit and conditions. And I don't think a lot of consumers actually read the manual that comes with their vehicles anyway, at least most that I know. And if they read all the directions in there, I think there's a lot of recommendations, qualifiers based on driving conditions. That's a really good point. I also think that one of the things about this product that is so terrific, and I think Shay will really agree, is that when women don't do a good enough job really educating themselves about proper maintenance. And by the way, women out there listening, I'm not putting you down, but generally speaking, you know, that you're not paying attention to what your vehicle needs and doing those intervals as needed to kind of keep things. So you're kind of nervous when you take your car in when they try and sell you on services that you don't understand. And I think FluidRx is a great tool to help you feel trust and comfortable that when they recommend that you do need your transmission fluid replaced or another type of fluid. And Jeff, kind of expound on that and how that would work. You know, can you describe that process?
Well, as far as the testing goes?
Yes. Uh-huh.
The way the process goes is the FluidRx, we test for a lot of different fluids, like Jody said. We test for oil, your brake fluid, transmission fluid, power steering, manual transmission and gear oils, and all types of coolants. There's so many different coolants out there, so several types of coolants. But the way that would work is that we're going to have this available through AskPatty.com, and going to be working very close with Jody on a partnership here coming up in, I believe, August. And you can get it through the website. We'll be having some discounts and stuff coming out to folks. But as far as the test goes, you can certainly do this yourself. We have a lot of customers that like to get the test and actually bring it to their technician and have them fill it out. But oftentimes what I suggest is do one every time you do an oil change or every other time you do an oil change, one of the two. It's really nice to see over time the fluid gradually taking its natural course, if you will, to get depleted of the additives that are obviously in there to do that. And over time, what happens is those deplete. You have to replace them on everything. And that's why our test is so important, because it actually shows you with the additive package where you're at in the life cycle. So, you know, a lot of our customers will get one done and then say, well, gee, you know, next time it looks like we're going to have to address this brake fluid issue or transmission issue or something along those lines. It really allows you to see the progress through time, if you will, Jody.
I love this product because, you know, I know even I feel, and I'm going to tell a little funny story because I think this is just so hysterical. I need to have some electrical work done, so I called an electrician. And when he came out, he was really kind of scary. And he started, you know, I had already asked a friend of mine what he thought the problem might be, so I was prepared. And when he came out, he went through this whole song and dance and said, and by the way, you got to replace the whole thing. It's $1,000. And I really got the feeling like, this doesn't sound right. And I don't know anything about, you know, I'm not an electrician. And I thought, it was $1,100. I'm like, really? I thought it was just a small part. Oh, no. And he was doing this whole kind of thing. And so I at least, and I think he was also talking to the wrong woman here, right? And I said, well, I think I need to get a second opinion. And he really got up in arms about that. And I actually did have another electrician come out 2 days later. And by the way, it took him 7 minutes to fix it. He had the part on his truck, and it cost $175.
Wow.
And, you know, so it's – and I called him back, I think when I called back, he thought I'd changed my mind and was going to use him. He acted all happy until I told him what happened. And then he was very defensive and said, oh, he probably doesn't have an electrical contractor license and your house is going to burn down or something like that. And I think sometimes you hear they use the fear factor, like you have to do it or your engine's going to blow or something like that.
Right.
And you know, of course, you don't want that to happen. And I think you really... this is a tool that prevents that from happening to you. because you have evidence that this needs to be done. And I think it's really a good tool, along with some of the other tools, and, of course, always visiting a certified female-friendly location for your repairs, because that would never happen. So I think this goes hand in hand with educating yourself, being prepared, and getting more knowledgeable. Shady, you want to comment on that, on Fluid RX?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that'd be great. It seems like it's a fabulous product. And, you know, speaking as a young female driver that has her driver's license and literally drives everywhere, I mean, I'm definitely not helping the economy with saving gas. I hate to say it. But, what I like about Fluid RX is it's, in one word, it's simplicity. Like, it's so easy, and it keeps the female consumer safe, where, Jody, you touched on it. It's like, you know, if you go in to get your oil change or something and they tell you all this stuff, reading up on this, you're going to educate yourself so that you're keeping money in your pocket, money that doesn't necessarily need to be spent, I guess, so to speak. And I guess, like, you know, with some things that I tell some of my girlfriends that literally know nothing about cars, and they say, well, how do you know, like, if you need to, how do you know if you don't have a sticker on your car if you need to get your oil changed? I'm like, well, first of all, you should have a sticker on your car. And if you don't listen, if you don't read your sticker, because I'll be honest, there's a lot of times where I get in my car and I don't even remember that it's there. Put something on a calendar, even whether it's in your cell phone or what it may be, and get Fluid RX, because it's so, and even guys go and get it. I mean, it's so funny because, you know, I'm going to tell you this and you're going to laugh, but, you know, we have our own professional race team, but yet nobody wants to do their own oil changes. Well, now we can. So now we can, because it's going to be so simple. It's going to be so pathetically simple that we can, you know, it's not going to be an excuse anymore. It's like, oh, I don't, that's just one more thing I don't want to have to do. But I tell my girlfriends, it's like, if you see any, like, lights in your car that you haven't noticed, or even if you feel that something is weird in your car, something is probably weird, because you're the one that drives your car every day. So if you feel, even if you feel that, like, your car is pulling to one side, most likely it's tire pressure or something. So I'm really excited about this Fluid RX product, Jeff and Jody. I think this is going to be such a great partnership for you guys, and maybe I can get in on it.
Hey, yeah,
I was
that's
just
awesome.
Say, absolutely.
Well, you know, one of the things that I want to talk about and get some input from you automotive experts is, you know, the summer's here. Yay! We're in the first week of summer. People are planning their road trips. But one of the most interesting facts that I recently came across from the Insurance Institute is that during the summer, more teens have car accidents. Maybe it's because they're out of school. I don't know. And Ask Patty recently launched a new application called Mobile Tattletale that helps parents by preventing their teen driver from texting and driving, because one of the leading causes of teen driving accidents is distracted driving, either through texting or partying or talking. Texting is, even though it is illegal in most states. And so why don't you, you know, what are your thoughts on, you know, how can parents help their teen drivers be safer this summer? And that can even get into, you know, keeping their vehicles maintained properly and what a teen driver should look out for. Go ahead, Jeff, you go first.
You know, I think with the teen drivers is obviously, you know, they're all celebrating summer, and, you know, I actually have soon to be freshman in high school, which has been a different experience in itself, but he probably has the fastest fingers in town. He can text really, really fast, and he probably has about 5,000 to 10,000 texts a month or so. I don't know if that's the right number, but that's how they communicate. That's how the younger generation is communicating now, is not so much the email and not so much the telephone is really just text messaging. And, you know, I'm seeing more and more of that going on, is becoming just a social medium of communication for these kids is doing a lot of texting. And as far as doing that while you're driving, you know, I look at that in 2 years and I think, okay, I'm going to have a son that's going to be driving. How am I going to address that issue. And I'm going to share as many stories as I possibly can about the negative effects upon of that, and maybe some stories in the news of things that might have happened to try to scare, you know, strangle, if you will. And, you know, I know that I try to put my cell phone on the passenger seat if I'm driving alone, right out of my fingers' reach, so to speak. So, some different techniques.
I've gotten so much data about distracted driving, even with Bluetooth, even when you have the speakerphone, that I do not use my phone at all in the car, and which is really, as a business person, sometimes, you know, that sounds crazy because sometimes I, not that often, but I have a long drive, but I know too much data, right? And I'm not willing to be a statistic, and so I've become very paranoid about that and other people, and I often get behind women who have, you know, a car full of children, and they're, you know, and you can tell they're on the phone because the car keeps moving around in the lane, and, you know, I honk at those people, and I shake my hand, put your phone down. I do this put your phone down thing. It just scares, you know, because, oh my gosh, it's all good till, you know, you have an injury. But I'll share a story, and I really want the listeners to hear this, because when we launched this mobile Tattletale app, our certified female-friendly locations are distributing it, and one of our clients who is distributing it, we launched it right around Easter time, right after Easter. He had an Easter dinner, and his mother left to drive home and was struck head-on by a 17-year-old female driver who was texting and driving. She survived. She has just gotten out of critical care, and that was weeks ago. The young girl died. And so right as we were launching this, you know, we had this incident, which is so unfortunate. And so there's the results right there.
You know, Jody.
Sure. Go ahead.
You know, one thing I wanted to say is, like, you know, I think this is a really – and I'm not just saying this because I'm on the show. I really think that this is great because, you know, I'm not going to lie, okay, I've texted and drove at the same time at one point. But now that this is like an ongoing epidemic and there's fender benders, there's deaths from texting and driving, I really slap myself on the wrist if I ever catch myself doing it. And I feel guilty. It's like a sin. It's bad. But I think you're going in the right direction. I think that this Tattletale Mobile is going to be a really great product, not only – I'm not sure if there's any, you know, young women out there listening, but even mothers, like, you know, take it from me, somebody that's 21 years old, and if I believe in the product and if I think it's really going to help keep teens and adults even, some, maybe, who knows, maybe grandma, you know, my grandmother texts a lot now. I don't know if she texts and drives. Maybe I'll get it for her. But
a lot of people, you know, ask me that. Can I put it on my husband's phone? Can I put it on my wife's phone? I said, sure, go ahead, yeah.
I know, but I think this is a great product because, you know, you're going, like I was going to say, you're going in the right direction because, you know, as, you know, if I was to go back when I was 15 years old and I got my permit, you know, I'd probably, if I found out that my mom and dad got this for me, I might be a little upset, but, you know, it's going to happen. Like, this, in 5 years from now, this is going to be the norm. Like, people are going to have mobile Tattletale. Like, it's going to be a norm. And I just think that's the way that, like, especially with cell phones, I think that's the way, like, the industry is going. And I think it's a great thing just to keep everybody safe. And, you know, don't quote me on this, but I think I read somewhere that texting and driving kills more people than drunk driving right now.
I think you're right. I do think you're right. And so it is the leading cause of accidents. It's growing. And wouldn't it be awful if there was a law enacted that everyone had that in their phone, and if you exceed a speed and you're texting, your phone turns off? You know, that's kind of Big Brotherish. But I think really what happens is that the parents come to an agreement with the teen to keep them safe. You know, I have a son who's a paraplegic due to an accident. He wasn't texting and driving. And so I very much know what the results can be of a car accident with a child. And just so you don't get too sad, he went skiing last week in Mammoth, and he is really just an amazing person and doing so many wonderful things with his life and helping others
awesome.
As well. But
that's so great.
this is not something that any mother wants or family wants to go through. And, you know, this is easy to prevent, right? You just don't text and drive. And for that matter, there's another application, that a companion, which can actually alert you if your teen driver exceeds an agreed-upon speed limit. So, you know, there's a lot of tools out there. And, I want to speak to this, too. I think that, a lot of teens have their own car, and they need to make sure that it's maintained properly, too, for their safety. Inflate the tires. Make sure that you check your tire pressure once a month. You brought that up, Shay. You're a race car driver. Talk about the effects of underinflated tires on a race car. What happens?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it has a lot of effects. sometimes not so much, and sometimes quite a lot. But speaking from a racing standpoint, we're not going 45, 60 miles an hour down the road. We're hitting speeds of 140 sometimes. So if we're getting a flat, or even if one of our tires are off balance due to air pressure, it's affecting the car big time, to the point where race car drivers, you have to drive on edge and know where the limit is, but stay within the limit. On the street every day, going back to racing, as a race car driver, I respect, for the most part, I respect my fellow racers. And we're all qualified to be professional race car drivers, so we kind of know what to expect. We're all going in the same direction. There's no stoplights. There's no stop signs. There's no pedestrians crossing the street. But in everyday life, you have all those distractions. So the worst thing that you could have is something go wrong with your car, whether it's a flat tire, whether your transmission fluid isn't any good, and now you've lost your transmission, and you're rolling down a hill, and then your brakes go all of a sudden, and now you have nothing, and now you jump out of your car, and you toss your car off to the side. That's the worst thing that can happen to you. So, I guess we've really just been touching on how important it is to really, and it's so simple, just the simplest thing to check in with your car, to make sure that your car is prepared, so that you know that your safety is in good hands, because you're the one checking out your car. Trust me, I've had plenty of incidents on track, anything from little things like we said with, not enough air pressure in one tire to much bigger things.
Yeah, well, it also affects a fuel economy. When your tires aren't inflated properly, and also if you need new tires and or your wheels aren't balanced properly. And as we head into summer, I just filled up my car, and prices have come down. It was just in Southern California, it was just under $4, like $3.99 a gallon. But I still freaked out. It's so expensive, and so consumers are looking for ways to maximize their fuel economy, and keeping your vehicle maintained properly and your tires with good tread and properly inflated, checking that tire pressure once a month, and also, doing all the fluid changes, because actually, and Jeff, you can speak to this, changing your fluids regularly also helps maintain fuel economy. You want to touch on that a little bit?
Absolutely. Yeah, with the fluids, to get a little technical with you there for a second there, they all have a petroleum base, or most fluids do have the petroleum base, other than like a coolant glycol, if you will, or some of the power steerings are more of a mineral base. But for the most part, they're a petroleum base. And when I used to do service advisor classes, and really to paint the picture, I used to get a bottle of water, I used to get a bottle of Coke, a bottle of Sprite, a bottle of grape soda, and really make everyone read the first ingredient in that, and in that the first ingredient is obviously water. So I used to use that as kind of a conversation piece about, that's our petroleum base, and we add a little additives here and we call it Coke, and we add some additives here and we call it Sprite, and here's some Pepsi over here, we add the additives to it. And that's exactly what a lot of these fluids are. They're petroleum based fluids with a bunch of additives that are made to cool, condition, and keep clean the components that are running the fluids. And the fluids are designed to be depleted. those additives are doing their job when they actually get depleted. So getting those additives out of the vehicle and replacing them with additives that are new, if you will, are really going to provide the continued conditioning and cooling and cleaning of the component that it's in. So it's very important to get those old fluids out and get the new fluids in, of course, when the time is right, hence Fluid RX.
Right. So when your engine is running optimally, you get the guarantee. You know, every automaker promises, it's right on the sticker when you buy it, you know, what it's going to run, the miles per gallon, city and highway. And so to keep that promise to you, you have to do your part too, right? And doing the proper fluid maintenance, oil being important, tires being important to that. And this will help you this summer to, you know, squeeze a few more miles. I'm going on a very long road trip next month and taking my elderly parents, my father's going to be turning 88, my mother's 85, on a very long road trip. I mean, we're talking a few thousand miles. And, of course, I went down last weekend and talked to my dad. We're driving a 12-year-old car that they take meticulous care of course. And by the way, it's really funny. It's 12 years old and it has 80,000 miles on it. They don't drive much either. And, you know, and I...
Let
and
me
I,
know
and,
when they want to sell it.
Yeah, right.
Right.
It's a Toyota Avalon, actually. And the thing that's funny is, you know, I went through the whole checklist with my dad because I'm going to be doing the driving. And then I said, I have to drive the car this weekend just to see if I feel or hear anything that, you know, they may have missed. Because we definitely do. I don't want to have a breakdown on the highway with, you know, with the blue hair set. You know, that could be very stressful. And so I'm doing my job to making sure that, you know, I map out my trip and take the comfortable routes, making sure that, you know, we have all of our safety kits in the back, our emergency kit in the back, some food and water in the back in case we do break down. And they even bought a new set of tires. By my suggestion, so we don't have tire problems because we're going to be driving through the desert part of that time. So just to wind things up, I want to thank you both. This has been such a great show. I'm so happy that you were my guests this month. Shay, little shout out to our listeners. How can they help you? How can they become fans? What website do they need to go to?
Yeah, sure. Well, you can always see what's going on with my racing career and life in general at shearacing.com. That's S-H-E-A racing.com. And just like Ask Patty, I'm quite the social media guru. So you can hit me up on Facebook and Twitter and just type in Shay Racing. And actually, we have a few Twitter fans saying that they're listening in and they really like the conversation. So thank you for listening in, our Twitter fans. And yeah, you know, Jody, Jeff, it was a pleasure talking with you guys. We should do it again.
Awesome. And Jeff,
absolutely.
Thank you so much. Where can people go to find out a little bit more about Fluid RX?
Jody, you can actually refer to our website. It's www.fluidrx.com, as well as our Facebook. We have a Facebook site. Come on over and like us on the Facebook, and we'll like your page back, obviously, as well as we're going to be partnering with AskPatty.com coming up real quick, and they're going to be available right here at AskPatty.com with Jody providing those to all of the listeners and such. So they'll be available through the website, and we're looking at just a few more weeks before that comes, so we're real excited about that partnership. And, Jody, again, thank you so much for having us on today.
You're welcome. And for those of you who are interested in downloading Mobile Tattletale for your teen driver, you can go to mobiletattletale.com/AskPatty. This application is a bargain. It's $4.99 a year. There's an app code AP2011 that you'll need to apply. Download it today. Help your teen driver stay safe on the road, and you stay safe on the road by doing your preparation and preventative maintenance so you have a happy road trip this summer. Thank you all for being on the show with me today.
You've been listening to Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women. The Ask Patty Show is a Boomer in the Bay production.